how about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Littlefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From their innovative practice facility to unmatched views from the fairway, the PGA of America is helping lower scores and elevate fan experiences with 5G solutions from T-Mobile for Business. Together, we're using AI-powered analytics to expand coaching tools and bringing fans closer to the pros with 5G-connected cameras. This is game-changing innovation. This is the PGA of America with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Canva presents stories to keep you up at night. It was an ordinary work day until...
The Singapore presentation is at
3 a.m.
The office was shocked.
That's when we sleep.
Maya made it less scary with Canva.
I'll just record my presentation so Singapore can watch it anytime.
Record and present anytime with Canva presentations at canva.com. Designed for work.
This episode is brought to you by AARP. 10 years from today, Lisa Schneider will trade in her office job to become the leader of a pack of dogs. As the owner of her own dog rescue, that is. A second act made possible by the reskilling courses Lisa's taking now with AARP to help make sure her income lives as long as she does. And she can finally run with the big dogs. And the small dogs, who just think they're big dogs. That's why the younger you are, the more you need AARP. Learn more at aarp.org/skills.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
It's Thursday, September 30th, 2021, and I'm Dave Sobel. Two things to know today. Where is the IT spend going? And Microsoft's insurance move that foreshadows the future. This is the two-year anniversary of the Business of Tech. A Spiceworks Ziff Davis survey says organizations' expectations of their spending on cloud and managed services will represent 26% and 17% of overall IT spending in 2022, respectively. 61% of respondents expect business revenues to increase in 2022, with only 8% expecting a decline. Well over half of respondents at 53% also said they expect IT spending to increase, while just over a third, 35%, expect IT spending to be the same. The bulk of next year's budgets are expected to go towards hardware, about 30% of total, followed by software, 28%, and cloud services, 26%. Servers are 11%, but that's down from 14% in 2020. And why the spending? 47% say outdated infrastructure, which is down from 64% last year. 451 Research's Market Monitor looked at wasted and misapplied cloud spending. More than a third of respondents to the survey, 36%, report they are consuming cloud only at on-demand rates, the most expensive option. Fortana did a survey to look at potential reasons why. A majority, 82% of organizations with workloads running in public clouds have incurred unnecessary cloud costs, the survey's authors state. Inefficient cloud operations are emerging as a top barrier to realizing the full value of cloud. For example, 68% of all respondents stated their teams operate in silos, and 70% of respondents said limited collaboration hinders their ability to adapt quickly and improve business outcomes. The survey also shows a lack of visibility across hybrid and multi-cloud environments. 34% of respondents are running workloads in multiple public clouds, Yet 86% of respondents said they cannot get a global view of cloud costs within minutes, creating delays and potentially reducing agility. 71% of respondents agreed that limited visibility across the hybrid cloud environment hinders their ability to maximize value, creates efficiencies, and wastes time. Now, here's something to layer into that. Cloud Bolt asked about sustainability. 79% are willing to pay more to go green and would pay a premium to vendors incorporating sustainability into their business model. Specifically, 27% would pay 6 to 10% more, with 35% saying they would pay between 11% and 15% more, the study found. Why do we care? Look, cloud spending is going up on those reports, not down. Why do I spend time thinking about leveraging technology in the work layer more than implementing it? Because the basic implementation stuff has happened for many. We're in cost management and efficiency territory, and even sustainability. Broken record of business value, and still relevant. For 2022, business up, cloud up, servers down. And I'm starting to think, managed services down. Not to say there isn't consulting or valuable services, just time to start questioning where these revenues are. Because the value is in other stuff. How about another entrant to cyber insurance? Microsoft has announced a partnership with AtBay to, quote, create superior and data-driven cyber insurance products backed by Microsoft Security Solutions. Starting on October 1st, companies in the U.S. that are already Microsoft 365 customers will be eligible, quote, for savings on their AtBay cyber insurance policy premiums if they implement specific security controls and solutions, including multi-factor authentication and Microsoft Defender for Office 365. Why do we care? Money where their mouth is. I've been talking about financial incentives of software. Well, linking your software to insurance is smart. Having specific controls in place and then ensuring insurance coverage? Smart. Insurance companies do want to be in this space. This is a smart way to address it, and it's also one way standards get applied. I expect to see a lot more of this approach, financial incentive tied to software implementation in security. Cybersecurity for small business has become overwhelming. Unprecedented threats, escalating rhetoric, and limited resources. None of us can battle alone. Lean on your community at Calyptic Security. The Calyptic Community Shield automatically unites small businesses and raises the costs and challenges for cybercriminals by harnessing threat intelligence from our community. If they attack any one of us, everyone gets the benefit with Community Shield. The best part? No added cost. By working together, we will prevail. Learn more at Calyptics.com and tell them Dave sent you. This is the 2-year anniversary of the podcast, and I want to thank you so much for listening. I appreciate your time and your investment in listening each and every day, and I really do appreciate it. Here's to the future, and I will talk to you again tomorrow. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio. Want to reach our listeners? MSPradio.com/engage.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lit Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
From a flat tire in the city to a dead battery on a distant drive, AAA is partnering with T-Mobile for Business to accelerate response times and get more drivers back on the road fast. Our nationwide connectivity powers location telematics, so AAA's fleet can find stranded drivers quickly while being fully equipped with the in-vehicle tools to have answers when they get there. This is elevating the member experience. This is AAA with T-Mobile for Business. Take your business further at T-Mobile.com/now.
Sometimes it takes a different approach to help you unlock your true potential. With Capella University's game-changing FlexPath learning format, you gain relevant skills you can apply to your career right away. Earn your degree from an accredited university and be confident in the quality of your education. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu. Capella University is accredited by the Higher Learning Commission. Learn more at capella.edu/accreditation.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.